from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, September 15th. Coming up, we continue to celebrate 100 years of broadcasting at Illinois Public Media this year. Today, a look at the Classically Black series. That story from Jim Meadows is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. For the first time, Planned Parenthood's Champaign Clinic will provide surgical abortions. The News-Gazette reports the move is in response to Indiana's near-total ban on abortions that takes effect today. Planned Parenthood's Champaign Health Center previously provided medication-induced abortions, along with birth control and prenatal care. A spokesperson says the clinic has added two procedure rooms and several other pre- and post-procedure areas, and has also doubled its staff. The demand for abortion services in Illinois has skyrocketed since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision in late June struck down federal protection of right to an abortion. Planned Parenthood of Illinois said it has typically scheduled about 100 patients from outside of Illinois each month. In the first week after the Dobbs decision, that number ballooned to 750. In addition to Indiana's near-total ban, Missouri, Kentucky, and Wisconsin have also banned or put severe restrictions on abortion. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a disaster proclamation to address the flow of migrant buses from Texas. Esther Yoon-Ji Kang reports.
Hundreds of asylum seekers have arrived in Illinois in the past 2 weeks. They were sent in buses with no notice by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The disaster proclamation will allow Illinois to speed up the flow of state resources to manage the crisis. Pritzker also says he's calling in 75 members of the state's National Guard to help local governments and groups receive the migrants. The governor has words for Abbott.
Now is the time to stop trying to sow the seeds of chaos, to put aside politics and focus on human rights. Communicate with us. Have your state agencies call us back.
Pritzker also says he's seeking federal resources. I'm Esther Yoon-Ji Kang.
In Illinois Newsroom's first truth test, reporter Harrison Malkin fact-checked claims made in the Champaign County clerk race. GOP candidate Terrence Stuber believes President Biden won the 2020 election, but says some votes were not counted in states like Michigan and Georgia, where Joe Biden won the presidential race. David Becker, CBS News' election security expert, says Stuber's claim is, quote, completely false.
It's clear that by any objective measure, the 2020 election was the most secure, transparent, and verified election in American history. More paper ballots, more audits of the technology, more court review of the election than ever before.
Democratic incumbent County Clerk Aaron Ammons calls his opponent, quote, dangerous, and says Stuber does not understand how elections work. Still to come, we'll hear from longtime Classically Black host Roger Cooper about how the series came about as part of our 100th anniversary. That story from Jim Meadows is next on 217 Today.
Current estimates put more than 500,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, with a large portion being children. These people live in every state and territory and reflect the diversity of this country, but risk is often tied to multiple factors. Right now, our digital social justice learning space is focused on homelessness in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/social-justice-learning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. WILL turned 100 years old this year, and classical music has been a part of our programming from the very beginning. Classical music by people of color, however, did not always get much attention. Roger Cooper, a longtime classical music host at WILL-FM, filled the gap with a series of programs celebrating black performers and composers. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has more about Classically Black.
Classically Black is produced by Roger Cooper at the studios of WILL-FM Urbana, the broadcasting service.
That's how Roger Cooper opened many of his Classically Black broadcasts, which first aired in the late 1980s and became an annual feature during Black History Month in February. One of the early programs showcased William Warfield. The bass baritone was perhaps best known for singing Old Man River in the 1951 movie version of the musical Showboat. But on Classically Black, Cooper provided a larger selection of his work.
To introduce Mr. Warfield, here is his performance of a work by Heinrich Schütz, Eile mich Gott zu erretten, a very expressive piece from the Baroque era. This is the piece Mr. Warfield chose to open his extraordinary town hall debut.
Eile mich Gott zu erretten,
Roger Cooper fell in love with classical music at an early age while growing up in Evansville, Indiana. But he found little support at home, where his family's conservative religious background discouraged most music outside of church.
I mean, I didn't know black people did classical music. You know, they wrote classical music. What? You know, my experience of classical music with blacks was the radio and jazz, the occasional artist that you might hear on a program, but it was always a big rarity.
One of the people who helped Cooper learn about black contributions to classical music was William Warfield. By the time of his appearance on Classically Black, he was a professor emeritus at the University of Illinois. In fact, Cooper had studied under him as a graduate student. In the program showcasing Warfield, Cooper asked about his performance in Leonard Bernstein's unconventional 1956 presentation of Handel's Messiah with the New York Philharmonic.
How did you and Mr. Bernstein arrive at this breakneck speed?
He did. Mm-hmm. I showed up for rehearsal at Carnegie, and he started off, boom, boom, boom. I said, I don't do it that fast. He said, oh, but I want, the strings have to rage. I mean, this is about war, and I want to be able to rage with the strings. And so I said, well, okay, let's try it. He said, try it. It'll work. And sure enough, it did. I just, boom, and off it went.
Warfield also appeared on other classically black programs showcasing Marian Anderson, Paul Robeson, and Warfield's former wife in Porgy and Bess performing partner, Leontine Price.
And he knew everybody. He knew all of the black classical performers who were still living and performing, and some of those who had passed on. And so he could speak of them in first person. I knew him, and this is what they thought. And it was great.
In addition to Warfield, Cooper turned to music historians and other experts for help in telling the stories of black performers and composers. For instance, there was the 1995 program about 20th century black composer William Grant Still. For that program, Cooper interviewed Still's daughter, Judith Ann Still.
Well, he was a gentle, loving man, very much dedicated to his work, so we didn't see him a lot during the day when he was composing. He would emerge in the evening and read bedtime stories.
Cooper traces his connection to Judith Ann Still to an earlier classically black broadcast where he played one of Still's choral works.
And it concluded with an anthem by William Grant Still called All That I Am. That got to be very, very popular. His daughter called me to say thank you for playing that and telling me what an impact it had on the ordering of the music and stuff. A lot of church choirs were doing it and stuff like that.
Classically Black reached a national audience during the 1990s when it was picked up by American Public Radio, later Public Radio International. Compared to when the program began, Roger Cooper says black performers and composers are better represented in the classical music world today, at least up to a point. He says many still deserve more attention, such as black composers from past eras, among them the black Baroque composer Joseph Bologna, who Cooper showcased in one of the later classically black programs.
Nobody had ever heard of a black Baroque composer or a black classical composer or a black person who was a friend to one of the major composers like George Bridgetower and Beethoven. So I think, like everything else, things have improved, but there's still ways to go.
Roger Cooper retired from WYLL-FM in 2008, 2 years after producing his last classically black program, That one showcasing 20th century composer and pianist Florence Beatrice Price. But Classically Black remains on the air. The older programs are rebroadcast every year on WILL-FM. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Harrison Malkin, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulvane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.